Bobcats bring up into the center circle for the Willow Spring Bears. And we are set to go. Bobcats going from right to left on the screen. The Bobcats win the tip. Trinkler will bring the ball into the front court. We are underway here at Mumford Gym. Bobcats will push it to Dom at the high post. Belcher gets it now down low. Spins left, misses the shot. Back up with another shot. That one's no good, but he's fouled on the play, and he'll go to the line and will shoot two. Belcher is fouled by number one, Colby James. That'll be the first on James. And the Thayer Bobcats will go to the free throw line. Jaden Belcher. Belcher, a really good game the other night against the Mountain Grove. And the first free throw goes down for him here. Big Bobcat sophomore. Game has been getting better and better. He's kind of figuring out where he belongs on the varsity basketball team, and that's a big deal. 2 points for Belcher. He hits both free throws. Thayer jumps out to an early 2-0 lead. Here comes Colby James with the basketball. Runs it up the right side, into the middle now, crosses the timeline, gives it up to Lee. Lee on the right side, back to James. Moving off the screen, will jump pass to the left side for Lee. Lee handles it out top. Bobcat really extending the floor in that zone defense. Little Spring working around it. James moves off the screen, couldn't get open for a shot. Got the lead, down low to Friga. Friga back out to James. Free throw line, pulls up with a jump. It's good. I told you, this kid can flat out shoot the basketball. Colby James, first two of the night. We're tied at 2:01 into the first quarter. Thayer and Willow Spring. Bobcats with the ball. Got it to Trinkler. Curls off the top of the key down the left side of the lane. Looking for a shot. Fires it up. It's good. Hunter Trinkler with a nice move. Get open. Bounces one in off the front of the rim. And Thayer Bobcats back on top. 4-2. It's over a minute gone by. Here James pulls up just inside the three-point line for Willow Spring. Shot no good. He's Combs down the rebound. And we're going to get that's a quick jump ball. And it'll belong to the Willow Spring Bears. That's a quick whistle by the official down under the basket. By the way, using a two-man officiating crew here at Willow Springs tonight instead of the traditional three-man crew. Willow Springs will inbound the ball. Got it to Brady James in the corner. Swings it out top to Lee. Around the horn now to Colby James. Colby back over to Brady. Brady makes a move down both sides of the lane. Got it inside. Shot is up and good. Number 14, Grady Friga, the 6'4 junior with his first two, and our score tied at 4. Both teams have scored on both possessions so far in the basketball game. Fair work ball around the outside. Got it down low for Combs. Combs bounces one to Dominic Boyce. Boyce ducks under the defense, shoots. Oh, he misses it. And the rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. It'll be Willow Spring ball. Thayer getting the ball right where they want to, but they've missed twice from point-blank range. Once they got the offensive rebound, put it back up. Second one, that one goes out of bounds off of Dominic Boyce. So here come the Willow Spring Bears' chance to take a lead here 2 minutes into the first quarter. Bears swinging up the court. Got it to Brady James. Over to Colby James on the right side wing. Bounces it down in the corner for Friga. Friga to the cutter. That's Lee. He gives it up to Friga, cutting to the lane. He shoots. No. Rebound volley up and around. Belcher's got it from the Thayer Bobcat. Belcher with those long arms pulled that one down. Thayer got it up the court in a hurry. Going to Heath Combs in the lane. His shot is blocked. Ball loose on the floor. Bears have got it. Willow Springs on the break. James going to the bucket and he scores. That was Brady James on a nice run out after the Bobcats missed. 6-4, Willow Springs by 2. First lead of the night for the Bears. And the Thayer Bobcats bring it back into the front court. They'll bounce it to Dominic Boyce at the elbow. Boyce dribbles one time. Now squares up the shot. Shoots it. No good. Rebound. Belcher back up on the end. Belcher having a good time on the boards tonight. He's got 4 points early, and we're tied at 6. 5:13 to go first quarter from Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Bears with the ball. Brady James taking it up the left side. Lost the handle. Oh, caught it again. That's a travel, but no call. Brady James will get the bucket. James lost that ball in the air and then regained it after he took a step. That should have been a travel call. Bobcats with a basketball out front is Boyce. Hands it off to Trinkler. Trinkler going in the lane. Sucks under the defense. European step for the bucket. Trinkler with a nice move. 4 points for Trinkler. We're tied at 8 here at Mumford Gym. Here comes Colby James to the top of the key. Gives it off to Lee. Lee dribbles around the defense. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. Rebound to Heath Combs, and the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to regain the lead here. Trinkler into the front court, goes to James, or excuse me, to Combs. Combs on the left side, guarded by number 15, Thompson. He still handles it out on the floor. Bobcats get in the offense. Combs going all the way to the bucket, lost it, and it goes. Oh, he got fouled as he makes the move to the bucket. Foul is going to be, I believe, against Thompson, number 15. No, they call it on number three, Brady James. That'll be the first tonight on Brady James. So each of the James boys have got one for Willow Springs. Fair inbounds ball. He inbound. Got it to Trinkler, and he lost it off his knee and out of bounds. Trinkler took an eye off his ball before he caught it. It bounces off his leg and out of bounds on the end line. Willow Springs Bears bring it the other way. Chance to break a tie. 4 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Good ball game. Willow Springs with it. Colby James moves off the screen to the right side wing. Now back to the left. Bobcats jump out on him. He'll get up around the horn. Got it down inside. Here's James with a shot blocked by Belcher. Fair with a loose ball. Here comes Trinkler with it on the break. Into the lane. Loses the handle. Ooh, got it to Combs. Combs out front to Hollis Deckard. Deckard in the lane. Trying to shuffle it inside to Boyce. Ball loose on the floor. And finally, it's going to be called out of bounds off the hands of the Willow Springs Bears. Number two out there, Caden Lee, trying to keep it alive and lost it. A couple of substitutions here for Thayer. Boyce and Combs check out. Riley White and Kipton Horton, another Bobcat freshman, checks in. Bobcats inbound the ball in the middle of the Belcher, up and in. Belcher now with six in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats are back up two with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. James brings the ball up the floor to Lee. Over to right side to Brady James. Now back to Colby. Into the corner for Thompson. Thompson will give it up to Lee. Lee is it back out top. Down the left side, Colby James pulls up with a 17-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound, Willow Springs back up and in for Frigga. Frigga, the big junior, got four early. And we're tied at 10 again with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer with a basketball. Trinkler turns around to Belcher. Now Trinkler on the left side, out around the three-point line. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gives the ball to Deckard. Hollis penetrates just outside the lane. Gives the ball to Belcher. Belcher ducking under the defense to the bucket for the lay-in. Belcher's having a night, brought his A-game this evening. He's got 8 in the first quarter. Thayer up by 2. Lee with it for Willow Springs. Fires a 3-point shot. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Willow Springs Bear basketball. 2:42 to go first quarter. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, and the Sunset Salon in Barber. Willow Springs inbounds to Lee. His quick jumper is up off the rim, no good. Belcher with a rebound, running the floor. Going to the bucket, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. Belcher in double figures already with 10, and with 2:30 to go, Thayer after their biggest lead of the first quarter, 14-10. James brings ball in the front court for Willow Springs. Moves off the screen, pulls up just inside the three-point line. Shot, no good. Rebound, Trinkler. Long pass up the court to Belcher, who will lay it up and in. Belcher out in front of everybody on the break, and the big sophomore got 12, and the Willow Springs Bears win a timeout. 16-10, Thayer Bobcats lead it with 2:13 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats.
Well, back in Mumford, Jim and Willow Springs got word the Alton Comets with a win tonight. Alton Comets in the Big Springs Conference beat Winona 56-44. Here, the Thayer Bobcats lead Willow Springs by 6 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Willow Springs with the basketball. They called that timeout. Trying to get something going to get some offense generated here. They swing it around the perimeter, that Bobcat zone defense. Thompson's got it now. Back to Colby James. Backs outside the three-point line, steps in the lane, pulls up with a floater, and it's good. Telling you, this boy can flat-out play. James has got 4 now in the game. Minute 42 to play in the first quarter. Thayer with the ball, getting into the offensive set. Belcher, top of the key, moves to the free-throw line on the dribble, gives it up to Riley White. Now over to Trinkler on the right side wing. Trinkler, with the left-hand dribble, goes to the left side of the floor, gives to Belcher. Nice little crossover move into the lane. Shot is up, no good. James down with a rebound for Willow Springs. Bears with a chance to get back within 2 here with a bucket. Colby James has got it on the left side. Looking to go baseline. Bobcats cut him off. He pulls up with a jumper and scores. Colby James has hit 2 in a row. And it's now 16-14. Bears 6-point lead down to 2 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Good first quarter of basketball here at Mumford Gym. Bear working the offense as we're down under a minute to play. Kipton Horton with it out front. Gets a Trinkler. The freshman pulls up free throw line with a jumper. No good. Riley White down the rebound. Powers it back up. No! And the rebound's controlled by Colby James. Up to the other James, Brady James. He goes across the lane. Kicks the ball on the baseline. Now they'll bounce it in for Thompson. Short jumper, no. Belcher with another rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. 35 seconds to go. Thayer up by two with the ball. Horton to Deckard. Makes the three. Moves to the free throw line. Couldn't get a shot away. Gives it out to Trinkler. Trinkler going to the hole. He lays it up and in. Trinkler having a night as well. He's got six in the first quarter. Thayer up by four with 22 seconds to play in the first quarter. Colby James taking his time, bringing up the floor. Coach Lee down there, directing traffic. He says, let's go for the final shot of the period. Down to 10 seconds to go. Bears start the offense now. Lee has got it way out front. 7 seconds to go. Now they get it to Colby James. 4 seconds. Colby steps around the defense, shoots a three, and it's good. It's a buzzer. Colby James from 24 feet. And it's a one-point game as we head to the first quarter break. Thayer Bobcats, 18. Willow Springs Bears, 17. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing, quality you can wear, prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Well, Colby James hit a three at the buzzer in the first quarter, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is down to one, 18-17. Bobcats open the second quarter with the basketball there, and the offense is set now. Trinkler's got it right side out to Belcher. How about the three? Now he shoots the three, and it's good! Belcher is having a night, folks. Belcher with 15 in the first half, 15 of the 21 for the Thayer Bobcats, and a big sophomore came to play at Mumford Gym here tonight. Thayer back up again by four, 21-17. Little swing with the ball. Colby James pulls up, shoots. Off the rim, no good. The tip is up and in. Nice play by Brady James. Number three for Willow Springs. His third bucket of the first half. And back to a two-point Thayer Bobcat lead with the ball. Belcher right side to Carter Nicholson, who checked in during the quarter break. Nicholson has it taken away by Thompson. Willow Springs Bears with a chance to tie here. They get up the floor to Lee. Pulls up. Gives to Brady James. Now to Lee. Firing a three for the lead. And it's good. Caden Lee hits one from downtown. Second made three-pointer in the first half for Willow Springs. And the Bears back on top, 22-21. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. The offensive set trying to regain the lead here with a bucket. Hollis Deckard moves off the screen, top of the key. Hollis is not scoring the game. Gives to Trinkler. Trinkler down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Nicholson for a three and the lead. No. Riley White down the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Riley White ties or gives the Bobcats the lead at 23-22, the big senior. He said, give me that rebound. I'll put it back in a hole. He did. 6:28 to go, first half.
Oh, under the
basket. Thayer Bobcats playing that zone defense. Willow working around the perimeter. They got it to Brady James. He'll hand off to Colby. Colby takes it to the left side of the floor, looking for a three. Now steps inside the three-point line. Couldn't find the shot. Gives it out to Brady James. He'll shoot a long three-pointer. Up off the rim, no good. Bounces over the backboard, hits the support. That'll be a Thayer Bobcat ball with a one-point lead. 6:07 to go. Folks, if you're in the Willow Springs area right now, I suggest you get out to Mumford Gym. This is going to be a dandy. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner going here at Mumford Gym tonight. Thayer Bobcats up one with the ball. Trinkler, the freshman, spins in the lane. Fadeaway jumper is up. Oh, couldn't get it to go down. Riley White down the rebound, but he's going to be called for a foul. Riley White called for the foul on the rebound. That'll be the first on Riley tonight and the first team foul against the Thayer Bobcats in the game tonight. Willow Springs only been called for two. 5:45 to go in the first half. Willow Springs down by one with the ball. Brady James has got it to Lee. Caden Lee off to Colby James. Colby moving off the left side, pulls up, 15-footer, good, rattled it home. 11 now for James in the first half. Thayer Bobcats led by Belcher with 15 in the game. That was Trinkler for Thayer. Gives it up, gets it back, and then trying to wrap around pass and threw it out of bounds. But Willow Springs will get the ball back after an unforced turnover, and it'll be Bear ball with a chance to add to a one-point lead, 5:22 to go in the half. They are a little bit out of sorts that time down the floor. They take it to the right side. That's where James has got it. He'll give it up to Brody James. Off to Lee, straight away for three, and it's good. Caden Lee's hit two in a row from the top of the key, and it's 27-23. 4-point lead now for the Willow Springs Bears. Bobcats back in the offensive set. They haven't scored in a minute or two. Here's Deckard for three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound taken in the corner by Riley White. Riley back out to Trinkler. Fair will reset the offense with 4:48 to go in the first half. Trinkler to the right side to Deckard. Deckard on top. Now over to Belcher. Belcher has had the hot hand here in the first half. Swings it over to Trinkler. Now to Nicholson. Down to Belcher under the bucket. Spins in the lane. Shoots. Oh, a little bit hard. No good. A rebound taken by Willow Springs. Here come the Bears. Colby James with another rebound. Wings the ball off to Lee. Another three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Riley White yanks down the rebound from the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer down four, needing a bucket. Haven't scored in a while. Here's Trinkler. Trinkler moves into the lane, pulls up. Free throw line. Jumper is no good. Didn't even catch the rim. And the rebound taken by Willow Springs. Colby James got it. Moves into the lane, shoots a floater. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on the Thayer Bobcats, number 21. That is Hollis Deckard. First of the night on Hollis. And the second team foul called against the Thayer Bobcats here in the second quarter. And going to the free throw line, Colby James, all SCA player, a couple of years here at Willow Springs, and probably going to be again. He is a really good player. He scored 11 here in the first half and will shoot two free throws. First one by the 5'9 seniors, up and good. He's got 12. Thayer making substitutions here. Trinkler and Nicholson come out. He's calmed and Kipton Horton check in. Horton's in there to do one thing. Shoot the long ball. 5-point lead. Now 6-point lead as James hits both free throws for Willow Springs. And the Bears lead it 29-23 with 4:06 to go. We played 4 minutes here in the second quarter. Thayer with the ball. Got to Combs. Combs penetrating down the right side of the lane. Couldn't get open for a shot. Not looking to get rid of it. Does to Horton out on top of the key. Horton back over to Deckard. Hollis fakes the move toward the lane. Gives the ball up to Belcher. Belcher going into the lane. Spins left. Puts up a shot, no good, and a rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. Willow Springs already up by 6 with a chance to go up 8 here with a bucket. Make it a 9-point game if somebody hits one from downtown. 3:41 to go. Thayer's only scored 5 points 4.5 minutes into the second quarter after putting 18 on the board in the first. Willow Springs working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone defense. They're really extending that defense down the floor, trying to stop the shooters for Willow Springs. Colby James, speaking of shooters, has got it now, moves off the screen. Oh, fakes the 18-footer, gives to Brody James. He shoots no good. Rebound controlled by Horton for Thayer. Bobcat freshman brings it up the floor, working to the left side to Hollis Deckard. Deckard now to Combs, right side to Belcher. Belcher looking inside, nobody open. Belcher gives over to Horton. Horton. Moving in the lane, kicks it out to Heath Combs. Combs toward the lane, kicks it back out to Riley White. And now to Combs. Combs moving off the screen on the dribble drive, gives it back to Deckard. 2:53 to go. Deckard with the ball. Right side goes to Belcher. Now out front to Combs. Right side to Horton. Long 3-point shot is good. Kipton Horton with a three. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. That is the second made three-pointer of the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. First one for Horton, and he cuts the lead back to 3, 29-26. Willow Springs with the ball. They'll kick it out front to Lee. Now to James. James steps into the lane. Little fadeaway jumper is off the front iron. No good. Rebound. Kipton Horton. Here comes the freshman for Thayer. Races up the left sideline. Pulls up at the wing. Feeds it out top and around the horn to Hollis Deckard. Looking inside. Nobody open. Now to Belcher. Belcher moves. On the dribble drive on the left side, now gives it to Horton. Horton moves off the screen, kicks it back out to Heath Combs in the corner. And now back to Horton, who replaced him on the wing. Horton, nice move to the baseline. The one-handed floaters, no good. Rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Willow Springs Bear ball. Minute 56 to go in the first half. Substitution for Willow Springs. Number 5, Holt McGinnis checks out of the game. And number 14, Sprigga checks back in. And Riley White checking out for Thayer. Dominic Boyce is back in. So Thayer back to the starters on the floor with the exception of Horton in there in place of Trinkley. 29-26. Willow Springs Bears back to their starters on the floor now. They take their time bringing it up the floor. Feed it on the right side for James. That's Brady James gives it up. Now to Colby James in the left corner. Brings it back out front around the horn to the other James in the corner to Thompson. Thompson, who moves off on one dribble, may have traveled, no calls. All going back to Brady James on the left side. The junior will give it up out front to Lee. And now to Colby James. Down to a minute 21 to go in the first half. Bears with the ball working around the perimeter. Got it down the left corner to James. James looking at cutters in the lane. Nobody open. Gives it to Lee. Makes a nice ball fake. Gets a shot up on the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled by Belcher for Thayer. Here comes the Bobcats with a chance to get back within one. Hollis Decker to Horton. Back out to Belcher. He'll back it out there. We'll reset the offense from there. Belcher, nice crossover dribble. Gets down to the baseline. Going into the lane. Gets tied up. And they're going to call a hell ball. And the possession goes to the Willow Springs Bears. Didn't really see that one. But anyway, under a minute to go in the first half, 29-26, Willow Springs with the ball and the three-point lead. Colby James crosses the timeline. They may hold it for the final shot of the half. Colby just crossed through the big bear head in the middle of the floor, and he's just going to stand there and dribble it. Now gives up the lead. He'll just hold it out by the volleyball line. We're down to 30 seconds to go. James gives it now to Lee, and they start the offense. Everybody getting set in position. Lee, defended by Hollis Decker, will give it up to Brady James. Brady James swings it around to Thompson. Thompson, oh, dangerous pass, but it's taken by Brady James, almost stolen by Horton. James, way out on the ring. Did we get a five-second call? Officials didn't count it. Here's Colby James going in the lane, pulls up with a running one-hander. No, but a foul going to be called. I think they're going to call it on the floor before the shot. Foul on number 11, Heath Combs. And it'll be Willow Springs running the inbound play with 6.7 seconds to go in the first half. They inbound it to Brady James, off to Colby James, looking to get a shot off. 3 seconds, gives it up, gives it outside to Thompson. Long shot, hairball, no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 29-26. Willow Springs Bears with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your 5D screen printing halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we're ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, and South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bobcats!
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
I'm back at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Well, we got a dandy going here SBA conference action. Bear Bobcats are 2-0 in the conference. Willow Springs 1-1. And the Willow Springs Bears need a win to try and stay in the race for a conference title. Bear Bobcats want to win to stay in the driver's seat. And at the half, it is Willow Springs with a lead, 29-26. Bear led by one at the end of one quarter, thanks to a Colby James three-pointer at the buzzer. Bear led 18-7. Willow Springs outscored the Bobcats 12-8 in the second quarter. Bobcats went to the bench, went into the rotation, and just didn't have much offense, only scored 8 points in the second period. But Jaden Belcher, Bear Bobcats sophomore, has had a big first half, 15 in the half for Belcher, including a three-pointer. Hunter Trinkler's contributed 6, 2 for Riley White, and a 3 for Kipton Horton off the Bobcat bench. The Willow Springs Bears, good half for Colby James. He has 13 in the game, 6 for Caden Lee, including 2 3-pointers, 6 points for Brady James, and 4 for Grady Frigga, their big man in the middle, the big junior. Again, our score, 29-26 at the half. Bear Bobcats trail the Willow Springs Bears by 3. By the way, we did get word just a little bit ago. The Liberty Eagles are playing the Ava Bears, and it is Liberty leading nearly halftime, 31-11 over at Ava. And the other SCA games tonight, Salem is at Cabool, Houston at Mountain Grove. And again here, Thayer at Willow Springs, and Willow Springs Bears with a 3-point lead, 29-26. By the way, nobody in foul trouble for either team. Nobody with more than one. This has been a very clean first half of basketball. Thayer was only called for 3 fouls in the first half. Deckard, White, and Combs each have 1. For Willow Springs, only 2 fouls called against the Bears in the first half. James, Colby James, and Brady James each have 1, and those came in the first quarter. Again, at the half, 29-26, Bear Bobcats trail the Willow Springs Bears by 3. Both teams in the locker room taking some instruction from their coaches. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, along with Forsler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Mr. Dent in West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters. Well, we're going to take a time out. We'll be back with more of your 5D screen printing halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Hey, we're back here at Mumford Gym. I'm enjoying the pep band. This is the way high school basketball should be. Good crowd, close game, very well played first half by both teams, and a pep band playing up on the stage for the halftime entertainment. I like that. I love the atmosphere here at Mumford Gym. Both teams have made their way back out on the court, taking their halftime warm-up. And we are just minutes away from the start of our second half. By the way, looking at three-point shooting in the first half, for Willow Springs Bears, they have hit 3 three-pointers in the game. 2 by Caden Lee, 1 by Colby James. That was the one right before the end of the first quarter to pull Willow Springs within 1. For the Bear Bobcats, only 2 three-pointers in the first half, 1 by Jaden Belcher and 1 by Kipton Horton off the Bobcat bench. All right, we're going to take another timeout. Your second half is coming up in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bear Bobcat Halftime Report brought to you by 5D Screen Printing in Thayer. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's time to think of that special someone. Valentine's Day is almost here. How about some jewelry? We have 15% off our Montana Silversmith collection. New jeans or a pair of boots is a great way to make someone's day with $10 off. See our new clearance items with additional discounts of up to 30% off the original price. Now through February 14th at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply. Proudly supporting St. Jude through proceeds from our Hirsch apparel items.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, the area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, it's night number 3 of the SCA basketball season. Thayer Bobcats are at Mumford Gym taking on the Bears. And at the end of the first half, Bears had a lead. And Thayer opens the second half with a basketball. Got the play they wanted down to Dominic Boyce, and Dominic misses the reverse layup. And Willow Springs down the rebound. Bears with a 3-point lead and the ball. They get it to Lee. Lee swings one left side to James. Trying to go into the low block, and a nice play by Heath Combs to come around his man and get a steal. Thayer with the ball back, looking to get back within 1 here. Oh, might have been a travel on Trinkler, no call. Trinkler gives it up, gets it back, driving the baseline, gives the ball off to Boyce. Boyce ducks under the defense. He's going to be called for a travel, yep. Well, Thayer turns it over, trying to punch it inside, and pretty evident by what's going on here early in the second half, Bobcats want to get the ball in the paint. Here comes Willow Springs with it. Neither team has scored here in the third quarter. We played 44 seconds. Bears with it on the offensive end. They swing it right side to Brady James. He handles it out top. Bobcats have gone man-to-man defense here. Well, no, they're matching up out of the zone. Here's Colby James. Throws one back up over his head and bounces it in off the window. Now, when it's going your way, it goes your way. James now was 15. I mean, he wasn't even looking at the basket that time. There, Bobcats with the ball down by 4. Oh, backdoor cut to Heath Combs. His shot is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Willow Springs. Here comes Colby James with it again up the left side. Colby moves off the screen to the top of the key. Bobcats pick him up. He'll go all the way to the right corner. Give it to Brady James. 3-pointer is good out of the corner. Brady James with a 3. And the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout. Willow Springs off on a 5-0 run. They lead it now 34-26 with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Well, a three-pointer, his first tonight for Brady James out of the corner, has given the Willow Spring Bears an eight-point lead now, 34-26. 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fair Bobcats with the ball, called that timeout to stop the run and to kind of get something going here offensively. Dominic Boyce with it, gives to Belcher. Belcher squares up to the bucket out around the three-point line, moves toward the lane, ducks under the defense, throws it back out to Boyce. Boyce for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by the Willow Spring Bears. Bears begin to dominate the boards here. With the basketball, Colby James almost lost it. Gives up to Thompson. Pulls up at the elbow. Shoots no good. Rebound in the lane by Willow Spring. And a foul to be called. I believe it's going to be on the Thayer Bobcats. Yes, it is. Number 23, Jaden Belcher, called for foul. Will be his first of the night. And Willow Springs will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Number two, Caden Lee will trigger it in. Bears looking to go up 10 with a bucket. Down the corner to James, wide open for a three, no good. Rebound Trinkler, and the Bobcats are on the brink. Trinkler up the left side, all the way to bucket, lays it up and in. Trinkler now with eight, and the Thayer Bobcats back within six. Willow Springs racing the other way. 34-28, Bears with a lead. They give it to Lee. Lee going to the wraparound pass is stolen by Hollis Deckard. Deckard out for the Bobcats on the break. Now slows down, waits for his teammate. Hollis, give it over to Trinkler. Trinkler, top of the key, down the middle of the lane, back out to Deckard. Thought about the three, doesn't take it, penetrates down the left side, pulls up down to the low blocks, gives it to Heath Combs. Combs up with a shot, no good, and a rebound taken by Grady Frigga, and we're going to get a foul call. No foul call. There was a stoppage in play, and the Thayer Bobcats make a substitution. They get Carter Nicholson in the game in place of Heath Combs. Counting down to 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer down six. Willow Springs with the ball. Colby James taking his time, bringing it up the floor. Thayer give it over to Brady James. He is out around the three-point line. Kick it cross-court to Caden Lee. Thought about the three. Thinks better of it. Gives the ball off to Thompson. Thompson going to Brady James. Brady on the left side. Down to the baseline. Couldn't get open for a shot. Swings around the horn and ends up in the hands of Colby James. Back over to Brady James, fakes left, now moving into the lane, all the way to bucket, lays it up and in. You got to come out on him. And he's a great three-point shooter as well, and that time was the Bobcat defense was going to him. He went right around him for an easy layup. Bobcat into the offensive set. All goes left side. Oh, off the hands of Trinkler and out of bounds. Bad pass for the Bobcat. Substitution now for Thayer. Riley White checking back in the game. Dominic Boyce will check out. Bobcats down eight with 4.5 minutes to go in the third. By the way, other games in the SCA tonight. At the half, Mountain Grove leads Houston 35-31. Thank you, Mr. Stephen Looney, for getting us that one. Willow Springs with a, Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty with a big lead in their game tonight. Liberty is at Ava. They led 31-11 at halftime. There, Bobcats down by eight. Willow Springs with the ball, taking their time offensively. Really working it around the perimeter. Got to Brady James. He penetrates in the lane. Out to Colby James. Steps right away from the defense. Shoots no good. Rebound taken by Trinkler for Thayer. Trinkler wanting to run again. Forces up the floor. Gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson to Deckard. Hollis moves to the elbow on the right side. Hands the ball to Belcher. Fires a three. It's good. Belcher with three more. He's got 18 in the game. His second three-pointer. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and the Thayer Bobcats back to within 5, 36-31. Willow Spring with it. Colby James out between the circles. Lings it left side to Lee. Lee back over to Brady James. Wide open for a long three, and he nailed it. Brady James with his second three-pointer of the night. That one from 30 feet away, and Willow Spring back up by 8. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. The offensive set. Trinkler gets loose on the baseline. Reverses the layup. Oh, and he missed it. And a rebound taken by the Willow Spring Bears. Here's Colby James for three. It's good. Colby James now with 18 in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Hollis Deckert tried to get a shot away, couldn't. Brings the ball outside to Riley White. He'll go around the horn to Belcher. Back to Deckert. 42-31, Little Springs with a lead. Thayer Bobcats down 11. Here's Riley White trying to back down the defender. Goes up with a shot. It's good. Nice, strong move by the Bobcats senior, Riley White. Thayer back within 9 with the bucket. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. With Colby James in the lane for Willow Spring. Gives out the lead for 3 more. That one's off the rim. No, we got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball. We're going to get a foul on Willow Springs. And now the officials get together. It's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball with a foul by number 14. That is Friga, Grady Friga, the big 6'4 junior, called for the foul on the rebound. And 2:27 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats will have the ball. Coach for Willow Springs wondering an explanation as to what the call was. And it was a pull down down under the bucket. Thayer with the ball down by 9. Carter Nicholson with it out top. We'll give off to Trinkler. Trinkler takes it back to the top of the key. Feeds left side to Deckard. Long 3-point shot. Off the rim. No good. And Willow Springs are down with another rebound. Thayer had nobody under the bucket that time to rebound the ball. Here comes Willow Springs. Little turnaround fadeaway jumper by James is up and no good. Rebound Belcher. Belcher off on the break. Gives it up to Carter Nicholson. 1 dribble and a 3. Off the back rim. No good. And we get a foul on the rebound. Going to be on Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats. No, they don't call a foul on the play. The ball hit the support up on top of the basket. I'm sorry. Substitution now for Thayer Bobcats as Kipton Horton is checked into the game. And here comes Willow Springs with the ball. Minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Colby James looking for a 3. Fires it up. Blocked by Trinkler. Belcher down the loose ball. Bobcats on the break. Belcher up the floor. Swings it over to Horton. Horton moving to the top. Jump pass down to Trinkler in the corner. Driving the baseline. Swings it out to Belcher for 3 more. Yes! Belcher with another 3. Belcher now with 21 in the game. His 3rd 3-pointer of the night. And Thayer back to within 6 just like that. 42-36 is our score. Colby James walks it up the floor for Willow Springs. They do not want to get into a track meet with the Thayer Bobcats, with the Bobcats as deep as they are on the bench. In fact, only 2 starters on the floor for Thayer right now. Willow Springs with it. Got to Brady James down in the corner. Riley White jumps out on him. He'll give it to Lee. Lee out to number 5 who has checked in, Holt McGinnis for Willow Springs. Now to Colby James, down to 52 seconds to go in the third. Willow Springs taking their time here. Got the ball down to Thompson. Now Colby James open for a 3. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound gets on the floor. James has got it. Ball poked away from him from behind and out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. 6-point Willow Springs Bear lead with 40 seconds to go in the third. Willow Springs will inbound it on the offensive end, just to the left side of the glass. Caden Lee will be the trigger man. Inbounds to Colby James. Immediately pulls up with a jumper, and a ringer goes in. Colby James now with 21 for Willow Springs. Actually, they say 20 officially. So 20 for James. Thayer with the ball down by 44-36. Ooh, dangerous pass out front. Controlled by Horton. They are down 8 with the basketball. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Bobcats, oh, trying to bounce it down low to Belcher. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. Trinkler trying to bounce it down to Belcher in the low blocks and threw a bad pass. Belcher tried to bring it in with one hand, just couldn't corral it. And Willow Springs with the ball back, a chance to go up by 10. Remember, they led by 3 at the end of the first half. They are led by 1 at the end of the first quarter. Second and third quarters have both belonged to Willow Springs. Colby James has got it. Oh, ball knocked away from him by Trinkler, and the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Trinkler. It'll be Willow Springs' bare ball with 2.4 seconds to go, and they're going to inbound it right in front of their own bench. Almost a great defensive play there by Trinkler. Somebody better get it to they get to Lee. Lee, long shot at the buzzer. No good. That's the end of 3 quarters of play. Our score. Willow Springs, 44. Thayer Bobcats, 36. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Five scores, the end of three quarters of play. The Thayer Bobcats trail Willow Springs 44-36 here at Mumford Gym. I'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes in West Plains and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Speed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, Partners in China, West Plains, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer. More of your Bobcat boosters. Willow Springs opens the fourth quarter with the ball and an eight-point lead. They get over to Thompson. Thompson moves to the elbow on the dribble, gives it inside to McGinnis, back outside to James. Now to Colby James. They'll restart the offense on the right side wing. Colby steps in the lane, elevates for the jumper. It is good. Nice touch. 22 on the line for Colby James, and the lead is now 10 for the Willow Springs Bears. Bobcats with the basketball, getting into the offense. Going to have to get in a hurry now, down 10. They get to Belcher. Belcher brings it out to Horton. Horton couldn't get loose for the three. Freshman will bring it out top and run the offense from there. Gives it to Carter Nicholson. Now to Belcher. To Trinkler. Trinkler trying to get open. Brings ball back out to Horton. Now to Belcher. Looking inside. Nobody open. Out to Horton. Horton driving toward the bucket. Gives out to Carter Nicholson for three. It's good. Nicholson with his first three of the night. Brought to you by Community First Banking Company. They are back within seven. 1 minute gone by in the fourth quarter. And again, Willow Springs taking their time offensively. Getting the ball up the court, and they get into the offensive set. They swing it down in the corner to Thompson. Thompson, long cross-court pass to James. His shot is no good. Rebounded by Carter Nicholson from Thayer. Bobcats back in the offensive set. Belcher on the left side wing. Brings out top on the dribble. Feeds over to Trinkler. Trinkler sends it to Horton. Horton back out top. Now over to Nicholson on the left side. Nicholson just hit a three. Now he penetrates into the lane. Little scoop shot is up and good. Carter Nicholson with a nice move and a scoop shot. And Thayer back within five, 46-41, with 6:20 to go in the game. Again, Willow Springs taking their time, bringing in the half-court set. They give it out to Brady James. James will swing it over to Lee. Lee just holds it out by the volleyball line. Now puts it on the floor and gives it up to Brady James. James to the top. Bears get it back over to Lee. Lee thought about taking the long three, gives it up in the corner to McGinnis. And McGinnis back outside to Colby James. Now in the corner to McGinnis. Bounces it down to James. Step back from the top of the key. Shot is up and good. It's a two just inside the three-point line. 16 on the line now for Brady James. And back to a seven-point lead for Willow Springs. There, Bobcats with the ball. Trinkler going to the hole. He's going to get fouled as he goes to the bucket. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Nice move by the freshman. Shot was blocked, but the foul is called on number two, Caden Lee. Will be his first of the game, only the fourth foul called on Willow Springs all night long. Bobcat freshman Hunter Trinkler going to line, trying to add to his point total. He's got eight on the night. Looking for number nine right here, and it is no good. Oh, down by seven with 5.5 minutes to go. You got to make free throws. Hunter Trinkler will shoot another, looking for his ninth point of the game, trying to make it a 6 point deficit, and that one rattled home. It's good. Trinkler with nine. They are led tonight by Jaden Belcher. Belcher with 21 points in the game. Bobcats, a little bit of full court pressure. Bears break it, get it down to Brady Lee in the corner. He's out to Caden Lee. Lee trying to make a move to the bucket. Got stopped and brings it back outside to Brady James. James to the top of the key, moves off the screen. Bring it to the right side. Caden Lee wide open for a three. That one's off the back iron. No good. Rebound down to Willow Springs. No. And Belcher clears the boards for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Belcher over to Trinkler. Thayer trying to get back within four with a bucket here. Riley White's got it out between the circles. Gives it up now to Kipton Horton. Bobcats will start the offense from there. Horton That door cut to Belcher. Ball is deflected and off the hands. Oh, double dribble. They called a double dribble on the play. And it'll be Willow Spring Bear ball with just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, leading by six. Colby James bringing it up out of the backcourt, crosses through the big maroon bear head in the middle of the floor here at Mumford Gym. Gotta give it up to Brady James, and now to Caden Lee. Lee out between the circles, moving off the screen to the left side, takes it back to the right, feeds over to Colby James. Colby working against Trinkler, takes him to the top of the key, gives off to Brady James, he'll fire a three, that one's good. Brady James now with 19 in the game, and the Willow Spring Bears lead it again by nine. Thayer with it, bouncing down to Riley White in the low block. Riley fakes left, moves right, puts it up off the window, and good. Nice, powerful move by the big senior. And we get a quick timeout call by Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. 4:14 to play in the game. Thayer down seven. We'll be back to Mumford Gym in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
Well, 4:14 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats are down 51-44. It'll be Willow Springs Bear ball. Bobcats got a good bucket from Riley White just where they called that timeout. And Thayer going to come with a 2-2-1 zone pressure here. Try to speed up the Bears a little bit. They've been taking their time. Colby James and Caden Lee in the backcourt. Work it up to Brady James, and he's across the timeline for the Willow Springs Bears. Wade trying to give it up. Ball stolen by Trinkler. Trinkler to the bucket, lays it up. No, Belcher follows it in with a tip. Belcher down the floor, follows it in. Bobcats with a steal, almost another steal by Trinkler. Here comes Caden Lee, races across the timeline for the Willow Springs Bears. Bobcats back to within five here. Bears with the ball out front. Colby James feeds it off in the corner for Thompson. Thompson down the baseline, gives it back to Colby James. Down to 3:30 to play in the game. Fair down five. Here's Caden Lee with it on the left side now. He'll back it back out front. And the Bears will restart the offense here. 3:30 exactly to go in the ballgame. They are down by five. Willow Springs with the ball. Colby James just working out there on the dribble. And almost threw it away. Ball controlled by James for Willow Springs. Off to Caden Lee. Lee moving off the screen. Double team. Shuffles it through. And now down low to Thompson. Back out to James. To Colby James. Out in the bear head at near midcourt. Fakes left. Moves to the right side of the floor. Bears not even looking to score here. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the game. We're going to get a whistle and a foul out front. That'll be on Hollis Deckard trying to poke the ball away from Caden Lee, and that'll be team foul number one in the fourth quarter. And yeah, probably did that on purpose because you got to get to where you can foul them and make them go shoot free throws. Willow Springs really taking the air out of the ball here late with a five-point lead. Caden Lee will trigger it in. After hurry, finally got it in for McGinnis, and McGinnis is fouled immediately by Hollis Deckard. That'll be number three on Hollis, team foul number two. Down to 2:58 to go in the game. Thayer trying to get to that point where they put Willow Springs on the free throw line. And I would guess if you foul one of the Lee brothers, they are a really good free throw shooter. Ball comes into the backcourt for Colby James. Oh, and he carried it. Oh, that's a carry. No call by the officials. Willow Springs to get it. Down across the timeline, got it to Caden Lee, into the lane, back out front, and to Colby James. He'll try to settle things down, draws the double team to him, gives the ball up for Caden Lee. Lee looking to get rid of it, does in the corner, McGinnis back out to Lee. 2.5 minutes to go now. If they're going to go the foul, they better get some more added up here. They've only been called for two. Willow Spring just playing keep away over the top. Caden Lee's got it. He's going to get fouled by the Thayer Bobcats. Going to call this one, I believe, on... No, they called it on Hollis Deckard. That's number four on Hollis. And Dominic Boyce is going to check into the game here in place of Riley White. So Thayer looking for somebody else that can shoot the three. With 2:26 to go in the game, Thayer down by five. That is the third team foul on the Bobcats here. And Ball is inbounded to Colby James, and he is fouled by Belcher. That'll be number two on Jaden Belcher, and that'll be team foul number four. So the Bears will start shooting free throws on the next one. 2:25 to go in the game. Bear can play straight up now. As the Bears try to get it inbounds, everybody's covered up. And we get a timeout call by Willow Springs before the five-second call. 2:25 to go in the game. Thayer down by 5, 51-46. We'll take a timeout. Back to Mumford, Jim, and Willow Springs in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
And back here at Mumford, Jim, and Willow Springs with the Thayer Bobcats are playing defense down by 5, 51-46. Bobcats trying to remain unbeaten in SCA conference play and pick up their 10th win of the year. Willow Springs looking for their 13th win and their second win in conference. Bears looking inbound here. Going to have to hurry. Finally got into Thompson, and Thompson is fouled by Belcher, and that's probably the guy they want to put at the free throw line. Thompson has not scored in the game. 5'11 junior. Step to the free throw line and shoot two. That is the 15th foul. And the third on Jaden Belcher. 2:25 remaining in the game. At the free throw line, number 15, Brody Thompson. First one is up and no good. The worst is going to happen here. Thayer's going to be down by 6. Gifton Horton checks into the game. He'll be in to shoot the 3. Thayer Bobcats with a pair of freshmen, a sophomore, a junior, and one senior on the floor. And Willow Springs making a substitution. Number 14 back in there, Grady Frigga. Second free throw is up. And, yeah, we got a lane violation on Willow Springs. If somebody went in before Thompson gets the shot away. But Thayer gets the ball back down by 5 with 2:25 to go in the game. And now McGinnis will check back in for Willow Springs as Frigga, the big 6'4 junior, checks out. He was the one that went running in the lane before Thompson ever shot the ball. Can't do that. Well, Thayer got a break there, and they've got it in the offensive set. Give it to Hollis Deckard. Deckard out around the three-point line, swings away from the defense, gives the ball up to Belcher. Belcher looking to make a move, now gives to Deckard. Deckard in the lane, little fadeaway jumper is up, no good. And the rebound taken by Willow Springs. They'll bring up the floor, taking their time. Moving off the screen is Colby. Oh, and a ball almost thrown away, picked up by Willow Springs, and we're going to get a whistle, and we got a timeout called by Willow Springs. Minute 56 to go in the game. Thayer down 5, 51-46. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
We'll get an update on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty game. It's the end of 3. Liberty leads Ava 51-18. Well, the Liberty Eagles look like they're going to go to 3-0 in SCA conference play. And, well, if the Thayer Bobcats don't come back and win this one, look, we don't know what Salem's doing tonight. Haven't heard anything on the Salem game. They also were undefeated in SCA conference play. Thayer Bobcats were undefeated. They trail by 5 here at Willow Springs with a minute 56 to go in the game. Bears will inbound the ball. Bobcats trying to win it with defensive pressure here. Bears will inbound on the far side near midcourt after the timeout. Willow Springs looking to get in. They do to Colby James in the backcourt. Combs defended by, Colby James defended by Heath Combs for Thayer. Colby gets it across the timeline. Almost lost it on the dribble, and now we get a whistle and a foul going to be called. It'll be a push on the Thayer Bobcats. Heath Combs going to be called for the foul. Will be the second of the night on Heath. They are going down the stretch here with Nicholson, Belcher, Trinkler, Deckard, and Combs. Willow Springs with their starters in there, with the exception of number 5, Holt McGinnis, in there in place of Grady Frigga. And Colby James at the free throw line. You got to think he is a great free throw shooter. First one up is here is good. 23 points now on the night for Colby James. Ties Jaden Belcher, the Thayer Bobcats, for the game high. And Heath Combs checking out of the game as Tipton Horton checks back in. He'll be in there for one thing. Throw up a three. That was a free throw, trying to make it a 7-point advantage for the Willow Spring Bears. Free throw is good. 24 for James. Here come the Thayer Bobcats on the break. Minute 44 to go. Trinkler into the lane, all the way to bucket. Lays it up and in. Nice move by the freshman Trinkler. He's got 11, and we get a quick timeout call on the floor. 53-48, Thayer Bobcats down by 5 with a minute 38 to go in the game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back here at Mumford Gym. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Mr. Dent of West Plains, Forstler's Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food. Just some of your Bobcat boosters. All right, Thayer Bobcats, they're going to apply full court pressure here as Willow Springs will inbound the ball with a minute 38 to play in the game. Willow Springs with a 5-point lead. They are playing tough in man-to-man defense. And everybody started moving. The official hadn't handed the ball to the inbounder yet. They are trying to get it in. They do to Colby James. He is double-teamed immediately. Spins away from the defense. Oh, lost it, and it's off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats out of bounds. Oh, Bobcats almost got a huge break. They almost took it away from Colby James. Just couldn't quite control the loose ball. Minute 32 to play. Bears looking to get it in on the sideline. Good news for Bears on that as they get a fresh 10 seconds. The official wiping perspiration off the ball over there, taking his time, and now hands it in to Lee. Lee looking inbounds. Got it into Brady James, and he is fouled immediately by Trinkler. So minute 31 to go in the game. It'll be Brady James going to the line to shoot. Fouls on Trinkler for Thayer will be his first of the night. And Thayer looking to make a substitution, looking to get Horton back in the ballgame here in just a moment. 5-point lead for Willow Springs, 53-48, trying to add to it. Brady James looking for his 20th point, and it's good. Boy, it took all the rim, but it went down. Brady James with 20. Now Heath Combs is out. Tipton Horton is in. Thayer down by 6. They need Brady James to miss this free throw right here. Minute 30 to go. This one is up, and it's no good. Rebound, Hollis Deckard for Thayer. Deckard coming up the floor. Thayer with a chance, down by 6. Trinkler's with it. Going to the hole through a double team. It's going to get held out away from the bucket. They'll call the foul against number 15. That is Thompson. Brody Thompson will be his first, and Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket with a minute 24 to go. Down by 6. They inbound it out to Belcher. Belcher swings over to Horton. Horton in the corner to Trinkler. Trinkler looking to go the hole. Spins right. Lays it up off the window and good. Thayer back to within 4. 54-50. Willow Springs with it in the backcourt. Thayer putting lots of pressure on him. And finally a foul going to be called. Thayer had a chance to get a 10-second call there, but they fouled Colby James in the backcourt. And the foul's going to be on number 4, Carter Nicholson, will be his first. That's really elementary at this point. And Colby James going back to the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Willow Bears. 54-50. Thayer trying to mount a comeback here in the final minute. James trying to add to his team's lead. And first free throw is up and good. Colby James now with 25 in the game. Thayer's led by Belcher with 23. After he scored 15 in the first half. Now the free throw here for James. It's good. He's got 13 in each half, 26 for the game. Thayer with the ball. Got to hurry up the floor here. Trinkler bringing it up. Thayer down by 6. Moving off the screen is Trinkler. Got to Deckard. Deckard looking for the three. Now into the lane. Puts up a short jumper, and it's good. First bucket of the night for Hollis Deckard. Thayer down by four again. Bears with the ball. Colby James with it in the backcourt. Thayer trying to hold him there, and the Bears going to get a quick timeout before the 10-second call. 56-52. Thayer down four. Willow Springs will inbound the ball in 47 seconds. We'll step away. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Well, the James brothers have scored 46 of the Willow Springs Bears' 56 points tonight, and they lead it by four, 56-52, with 47 seconds to go in the game. Fair Bobcats in the huddle, trying to decide what they want to do here. They're going to have to foul. We're down to 47 seconds. You really don't have any choice. You got to foul whoever catches the inbound pass. And, of course, for the Bears, they want it to be either Brady or Colby James. They have both been really good shooting the ball tonight. 20 points on the line for Brady James. Colby James with 26. Willow Springs Bears trying to break a four-game losing streak to the Thayer Bobcats. Last time Thayer lost to Willow Springs was right here at Mumford Gym. Willow Springs looking inbound. They got it into Brady James. Brady gets it back to Lee. Lee spins away from the defense and now gets fouled by Heath Combs. That'll send Caden Lee to the free throw line. Caden's got 6 points tonight. He's hit 2 3-pointers. He has not shot a free throw, but he'll shoot a big one here. In fact, he'll shoot two. Bobcats are over the 5-foul limit, obviously. That's why they fouled him in the backcourt. First free throw is up for Lee. No good! So it remains a 4-point game, and now Kipton Horton back in the game for Thayer. Heath Combs will come out. Gibson in there because he is a shooter, and he is deadly from the three-point line. Now the free throw, trying to make it a 5-point lead for Willow Springs. It's good for Caden Lee. Thayer will inbound it. Hollis Deckard with it. Got to race up the floor. Thayer can't afford to use much time here. Got to get a shot. Deckard with it out top. Looking to penetrate. Spins in the lane. Couldn't find anybody open out to Horton for a three. It's good! Horton with his second three-pointer of the night, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer back to within two. 29 seconds remain. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back to Mumford Gym in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Back at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, getting an update on some of the other games in the SCA. Of course, as we mentioned, the Liberty Eagles were well on their way to a victory at Ava. And Mountain Grove has beaten Houston 66-59. Good ball game there. Here, the Thayer Bobcats are down two with 29 seconds left. It'll be Willow Springs Bears ball. They've got to go the length of the floor. So, do you want to foul somebody here? I think you have to. If not, Willow Springs will just run out the clock. Thayer Bobcats, they're going to apply pressure here, try and stop them on the inbound pass. Willow Springs does have timeouts left. Willow Springs will trigger it in. Caden Lee, the trigger man, going to have to hurry. Got it in to Thompson. Back to Caden Lee, and he gets fouled immediately by Belcher. That'll be foul number four on Belcher tonight. And we'll walk the other end, and with 27 seconds to go, Willow Springs trying to make it a two-possession game. Right now it's a one-possession game, 57-55. Caden Lee just went 1-for-2 from the line. Bobcats would like to see him go anything but 2-for-2 right here with 27 seconds remaining. First free throw is up and no good. The worst Bayard's going to be down here is 3 with 27 seconds to go. Got to get the rebound. Got to get an open shooter. Lee set to make it a 3-point game if he hits this free throw. It is up, and it is good. 3-point game. Thayer inbounds it. Trinkler with it for Thayer. Coming down the floor. Looking for somebody to get open. 20 seconds to go. Trinkler lost it, and it's knocked out of bounds off the hands of the Willow Springs Bears. Oh, Trinkler almost gave it up there. And we're going to get a timeout call. Thayer will run the inbound play from the near side. From the far side on the baseline near the corner. Hollis Deckard to trigger it in. Thayer trying to set something up to get somebody open for a 3 to tie this game. Official Whiteman, some perspiration up in the corner. Thayer got him stacked 4. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Deckard doesn't have to hurry, get it in. He does to a teammate. Now to Belcher. Belcher with it. Off to Nicholson. Nicholson to Deckard. Hollis gets fouled as he puts up a shot. Shot is no good. He'll go to the line and will shoot 2 free throws. Fouls on the, no, he won't shoot any. That's just foul number 3. He was not in the act of shooting, or he would have been shooting 3. So Thayer will inbound it. 10 seconds remain. Thayer down by 3 with the ball on the offensive end. Looking inbound. Nicholson gets it into Deckard. Deckard looking to make a move. Step back. Looking for the 3. It's on the way. It's no good. And this game is going to be over. Hollis Deckard. And Hollis saying that ball was partially blocked. It was an air ball. And the officials say, no, it wasn't tipped. I think the officials are wrong. Hollis Deckard doesn't shoot air balls. So the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Willow Springs Bear ball with 3.6 seconds to go. Bears looking inbound. Bobcats trying to get a stop. They inbound it to Colby James, and he is fouled immediately with 2.9. Colby James will go back to the free throw line. He's got 26 points on the night. And his last 4 have all come from the line. He has scored 6 from the free throw line for the game. Colby James at the line, looking for his 27th and 28th points of the evening. Trying to make a 2-possession game and pretty much seal the victory here. First free throw is up, and it's good. That makes it a 4-point game, and the Willow Springs Bears are going to win tonight. They pull everybody off the free throw line. It's a 4-point lead with 2.9 seconds to go. James hits another one, makes it a 5-point lead. Bear Bobcats will inbound it. Trinkler will pick it up with 2.9, shoot from half court. That one's no good. Rebound, he's Combs. He scores. They count the basket for Combs. So Thayer Bobcats will go down to defeat tonight, losing to the Willow Springs Bears 60-57 here at Mumford Gym. Again, 60-50 is your final. Thayer Bobcats go down to defeat tonight to the Willow Springs Bears here at Mumford Gym. And I told you, folks, early on, it looked like we had all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner. And we did. We always do here at Mumford. Again, Willow Springs, 60, Thayer, 57. That's your final. And we're going to take a break here. We'll be back with your Thayer Decorating Center, Thayer Bobcat postgame report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh paints and flood stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back after the ball game again. The Thayer Bobcats on the short end of the scoreboard tonight. They lose to the Willow Springs Bears here at Mumford Gym, 60-57. But it was a fight tonight, folks. Thayer Bobcats scored 21 points in the fourth quarter The Willow Spring Bears scored 16, and Thayer just had a bad couple of quarters. The second and the third quarter, they just quit scoring, and the Willow Spring Bears outscored them in the second quarter 12-8 and outscored us 15-10 in the third. Thayer outscores Willow 21-16 in the final quarter, but not enough to get the victory. Thayer Bobcats, with that loss, dropped to 9-10 on the year. They are now 2-1, still in the hunt for the SCA title. Somebody's going to have to knock off those Liberty Eagles, and of course, the Thayer Bobcats play the Liberty Eagles in the final game of the regular season. For the Willow Springs Bears, they improved to 13-9, and they are now 2-1 in the SCA. That means they are setting near the top of the SCA standing as well. Again, Thayer Bobcats got off to a good start tonight. They led 18-14, and then Colby James hit a three at the buzzer to end the first quarter, make it 18-17. And then James started scoring almost at will. Willow Springs led 29-26 at the end of the first half. They led it 44-36 going into the final quarter. Thayer knocked 5 points off that lead, but they couldn't get the final shot when they wanted it. And again, they go down to defeat tonight. 60-57 is your final. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back. We've got to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. You're listening to the Postgame Report, powered by Thayer Decorating Downtown. Back to Mumford Gym in Willow Springs in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
It's time to think of that special someone. Valentine's Day is almost here. How about some jewelry? We have 15% off our Montana Silversmith collection. New jeans or a pair of boots is a great way to make someone's day with $10 off. See our new clearance items with additional discounts of up to 30% off the original price. Now through February 14th at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply. Proudly supporting St. Jude through proceeds from our Hirsch apparel items.
And back at Mumford Gym, you're listening to the Thayer Decorating Center Thayer Bobcat postgame report. We'll be naming the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game in a moment. Now, first, let's look at the scoring in tonight's game. First up for the Willow Springs Bears, they were led by Colby James, the senior, scoring 28 points in his final game against the Thayer Bobcats. Well, I say that, these two teams could meet up again in the district. They're both in the Class 3 District 9, so these two teams could play again come district tournament time. Again, Colby James with 28 in the game. Brady James scored 20 for Willow Springs, 8 points for Caden Lee, and 4 for Grady Frigel. For the Thayer Bobcats, it was Jaden Belcher leading the way with 23 on the night, 13 for the freshman Hunter Trinkler. So the Bobcats led tonight by a freshman and a sophomore. 2 points in the game for Hollis Deckard. That came in the final minute. 6 points for Riley White, 2 for Heath Combs, 5 for Carter Nicholson, including a three-pointer, and 6 for Kipton Horton. He hit 2 threes. Thayer Bobcats only hit 4 three-pointers in the game tonight. And Hollis Deckard, Bobcats senior guard, had none in the game. By the way, in the JV game, it was Thayer a winner tonight, 47-42. So the Bobcats split the two games here at Mumford Gym on this Friday night. Hi, your Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by our friends over at Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains. We're going to go with the big sophomore, Jaden Belcher, had a 15-point first half, only scored 8 in the second half, but a couple of them were big buckets when the Bobcats were trying to claw their way back in this game after being down by as many as 11. Bobcats lose it by 3, 60-57 is your final. Congratulations, Jaden Belcher, our Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. All right, hope you enjoyed our game tonight. Thayer Bobcats are back in action tomorrow night. They'll be at the Liberty Legends Shootout over at Mountain View Birch Tree High School. Bobcats will play at 6:30 tomorrow night against the Galena Falcons, I believe they are. We will not have that game for you on the radio, so if you want to see that one, you'll need to go to the Liberty High School. Again, Thayer playing the final game of the night at the Legends Shootout at Mountain View Birch Tree at 6:30. Fair Bobcat basketball this evening has been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop of West Plains, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, 5D Screen Printing of West Plains, Southern Bank of Thayer, Alton and West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Olson Precast Concrete of West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Century 21, Combs and Associates in Thayer, Thayer Decorating Downtown, County Line Fence Company and Construction in Thayer, Eli Martin, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains, and Mountain Grove. For Tim back in the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Craig. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.